Russia looks to escalate its invasion of Ukraine and threatens the West. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russia's President Vladimir Putin, in an early morning address to his country, has announced plans to mobilize some Russian citizens to defend the motherland, its sovereignty and territorial integrity. And if that's threatened, President Putin says, Moscow will respond with all means at its disposal. President Biden this morning is preparing to give what his aides are calling a full-throated condemnation of Russia at the UN.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says President Biden will speak to the United Nations General Assembly with the wind at his back.
Our alliances are as strong or stronger than they have been in modern memory. Our robust united support for Ukraine has helped the Ukrainians push back against Russian aggression.
Sullivan says the president will describe his vision for U.S. foreign policy and deliver a firm rebuke to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
And make a call to the world to continue to stand against the naked aggression that we've seen these past several months.
President Biden will also meet with the UK's new prime minister, Liz Truss.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Customs and Border Protection says among the more than 2 million illegal immigrants encountered crossing the border this fiscal year, there have been at least 78 people on terror watch lists, a dozen caught in August alone. President Biden says the surge of migrants is a reflection of a shift in migration patterns, not a failure of his administration to protect and defend the border.
There are fewer immigrants coming from Central America and from Mexico. This is a totally different circumstance. What's on my watch now is Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua.
And the president says they just can't send people back to oppressive regimes. In the Caribbean, Hurricane Fiona has now reached Category 4 strength with sustained winds as high as 130 miles an hour. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A social media giant gearing up for the November elections, claiming its aim is to thwart misinformation.
Meta says it is more than 40 teams working on the midterm elections with advanced security operations to fight foreign interference and domestic influence campaigns, tools to find reliable information about when and how to vote, and new measures to help keep poll workers safe. Like the 2020 presidential election, Meta will remove election-related content with calls for violence or misinformation, including about dates, locations, times, and methods of voting, reject ads encouraging people not to vote, and prohibit new political, electoral, and social issue ads during the final week of the election campaign. The company also investing an additional $5 million in fact-checking initiatives ahead of November 8th. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The independent arbiter tasked with inspecting documents seized in the FBI search of former President Trump's home says he intends to push briskly through the review process at a hearing Tuesday. Special Master Raymond Deary appeared skeptical of the Trump team's reluctance to say whether it believed the records had been declassified. Deary, responsible for sifting through the thousands of documents recovered during the August 8th FBI raid and segregating any that might be protected by claims of executive privilege or attorney-client privilege. In Vermont, a hunter facing charges for what he allegedly shot in the woods this week.
An accused hunter calls it an accident. The Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department calls it criminal after an unnamed hunter shot another sportsman. He reportedly mistook him for a bear. The victim was hit in the stomach Tuesday and remains in stable condition at the University of Vermont Medical Center in Burlington. The shooter is charged with felony aggravated assault and negligent use of a gun. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.